good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in to Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor for the MBA Business Magazine at the Manufacturer and Business Association. And I'd like to welcome a special guest to the studio, Ken Louie, Director of the Economic Research Institute of Erie at Penn State Barron. Well, welcome, Dr. Louie. We're so glad you could join us.
Well, thanks very much, Karen, for having me.
Well, we know the MBA has a great relationship with Erie, and we're happy to have you here to discuss the economic outlook for 2023. But before we get started, for those who may not know, we'd like to familiarize our listeners with your background and tell us a little bit about yourself and your academic experience.
Sure. Well, I'm a faculty member at Penn State Barron in the Black School of Business. I teach economics. I've been here for quite a while. I am now the director of the Economic Research Institute of Erie, which is a research and outreach center of the Black School of Business. Our mission is to conduct research on the regional Erie economy and to disseminate our research findings so that local business leaders can make more informed, more fact-based decisions.
And I know our listeners are very eager to have you answer this question. How would you describe the outlook for the U.S. economy as we enter into 2023?
Well, we actually did receive somewhat of a bit of good news this morning. This very morning, the Commerce Department announced that the U.S. economy grew by 2.6% in the third quarter of this year. So what economists call real GDP increase at an annual rate by over 2.5%, that's especially remarkable because in the first two quarters of this year, real GDP actually fell in the U.S. economy. So that's a bit of good news. Likewise, in September, the U.S. economy added 263,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate remains very low at 3.5%. Unfortunately, the outlook for 2023, as you point out, is somewhat gloomy, however, despite this recent good news. And the reason is that the Federal Reserve has been tightening up on monetary policy in order to fight the inflation rate that we've been experiencing, which remains fairly high at over 8%. So given the aggressive Federal Reserve policy, it may slow the economy down when we head into next year.
And when you talk about a slowdown, U.S. economic growth, it's been, I guess, expected that it would average about 0.7% and 1.2% in 2023 and 2024, respectively. Tell me what your research shows.
Yes, that's in the ballpark range of what we see across many, many different institutions that do these types of forecasts. Some of the more respectable ones include the U.S. Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. And the consensus seems to be that, like you pointed out, the growth rate next year, as well as for the year after that, is likely to remain below 2%. So, for instance, the Fed forecasts that the U.S. economy will grow by only 1.2% next year and by only 1.7% the year after that. And once again, other forecasting organizations have very, very similar kinds of expectations.
Well, and closer to home, what about the regional economic outlook? What are your statistics and what do the trends say?
Well, we often say that the U.S. economy leads the local economy. So what happens nationally typically and eventually spills over into us here in the Northwest Pennsylvania region. So based on the forecast for the nation as a whole, Erie is likely to experience similar kinds of trends, specifically rather slow growth in 2023, just like the rest of the Commonwealth, just like the rest of the nation. We see this because just before the pandemic, Erie was actually fairly stable. It was growing at about 1.4% in 2019. So had it not been for the pandemic, it's likely that we would have remained at that stable pace. The pandemic set us back. We actually contracted quite a bit in 2020, but it's expected that next year we will resume growth, but at a very, very modest pace, just like for the nation as a whole.
Well, and experts are also projecting the unemployment rate to reflect slower growth. So roughly 4% in 2023 from 3.6% in 2022. What's your assessment of that employment rate, and what are you seeing at the local level?
Yes, currently the unemployment rate is very, very low. Nationally, it's 3.5%. But as I indicated, given the aggressive interest rate hikes that the Fed has been pursuing in order to fight inflation, it's expected that that's going to slow down the economy, which will lead to higher unemployment rates. The Fed itself forecasts that the unemployment rate next year will go up to 4.4%. And even in the year after that, it's going to remain at about 4.4% before dipping slightly in 2025. So essentially, you're looking at unemployment rates that are going to rise by at least one full percentage point in the next year or two.
Dr. Louie, what key areas or current issues should we be keeping our eyes on when it comes to the economic forecast for 2023?
Well, of course, right now, all eyes are on this very, very important issue of inflation. So one key thing to watch is the degree to which the Federal Reserve will continue to aggressively fight this inflation by using monetary policies that will push up interest rates. And related to that, we need to observe what the impact is of that aggressive monetary policy on inflation, unemployment, and the overall performance of the national as well as the local economy. In other words, the Fed wants to engineer what we call a soft landing, so that the Fed will achieve its dual mandate of promoting maximum employment and price stability. So that's really the key thing to watch for in the months ahead and in the year ahead, Fed policy and its impact. Now, of course, we should also watch other national as well as global issues that are in front of us. For instance, the war in Ukraine is ongoing, and that's important because that has important repercussions across the world, including significant impacts on global food and global energy markets. And then finally, domestically, as we all know, we have an upcoming midterm election, and that's important to watch because the results of the midterm elections will determine the course of the nation's fiscal policy over the next few years.
And obviously, you'll be giving us an update on those trends at our Economic Outlook luncheon on December 8th. So that's very important to be present at. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Dr. Louie?
No, I think you've covered quite a bit, and I'm happy to be able to share some of my thoughts and observations.
Well, thank you, Dr. Louie, for all that great information. It can also be found in the December Spotlight Q&A of the MBA Business Magazine at mbabizmag.com. And again, we want to thank you for our listeners, and who can also register for our Economic Outlook Impact Briefing. It's going to be held at noon on December 8th at the MBA Conference Center in Erie. And again, this is Karen Torres signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.